from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. A jury of 12 with six alternates have been seated and are prepared for opening statements in Donald Trump's criminal trial on Monday morning. But they don't know who the prosecution's first witness is going to be.
Prosecutors refused to reveal the name, fearing if they do, Trump would only go on the attack. And the judge said, under the circumstances, that's understandable. He said there's nothing else to clarify, nothing else to argue. The judge was plain, opening arguments starting Monday.
ABC's Aaron Katursky outside the courthouse. Across the street from the courthouse today, a man set himself on fire. NYPD Chief of Detectives Joseph Kenney.
The accelerant that was used, it appears to be some kind of alcohol-based substance that's used for cleaning.
The man, who police say is from Florida, is hospitalized in critical condition. A third far-right Republican has joined an effort to remove Mike Johnson as House Speaker for working with Democrats to advance a national security bill, which includes funding for Ukraine, but without additional money for border security.
The speaker's overdrawn on political capital, and he's going to go bankrupt after this vote, where he forces through this $100 billion foreign aid package without any border security on it.
Massey expects more Republicans to join the effort as the vote nears.
The House is expected to pass this tomorrow afternoon. From there, it goes to the Senate, where Chuck Schumer says he's got senators on standby as they prepare to tackle these bills next. Now, the president is emphasizing that there is no time to waste here. He's ready to sign these bills as soon as they get to his desk, stressing that Ukraine and Israel desperately need this aid.
ABC Selena Wang at the White House. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the Senate is on track to pass a measure which extends a key section of FISA, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. Stocks closed mixed for the session, but lower for the week. You're listening to ABC News. Tomorrow marks 25 years since a mass shooting at Columbine High School in Colorado. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
We continue to pray for the families and victims of the Columbine shooting, as well as communities across the country that are being torn apart by gun violence.
12 students and a teacher were killed in the Columbine massacre. Since then, 415 people have been killed in school shootings. The federal government's taking action on so-called forever chemicals.
PFAS, known as forever chemicals, have been used throughout industries, but exposure in humans has been linked to an increased risk of cancers, heart and liver problems, and developmental issues in children. A new EPA rule adds two of them, PFOA and PFOS, to the list of hazardous substances under Superfund. That means polluters will now be required to pay cleanup costs. Companies are also required to report if more than 1 pound is released. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Animal shelters say they're overwhelmed with the nation's most popular dog breed, the French Bulldog. One shelter in Florida took in 150 of them in recent months. That's about one every day. The problem is overbreeding, with people trying to make money by selling Frenchie pups. The Miami Heat advanced in tonight's finale of the NBA play-in tournament. Sacramento and New Orleans are still fighting it out in their elimination game. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.